This is Tom Warren inviting you to listen to 5 Gospel Minutes, inviting you to take just a few minutes out of your busy day and study with us a series of studies in which we've been engaged for several days. If I were the devil, what would I do? What would I try to do, first of all, with the world? And secondly, what would I try to do with the church? I've already pointed out that, among other things, we'll not try to list all of them, but if I were the devil, so far as the world or non-Christians are concerned, I would try to lead them to regard the question of God as a nonsensical one, or failing in that, to try to persuade them to be atheists, to claim that I know that God does not exist, or failing in that, to lead them to be agnostics, to claim that while the question of God is a meaningful one, that there simply isn't enough evidence for anybody to know whether he does or does not, or to persuade them to be subjectivists, that is, to hold that whatever I think is right for me, so that everybody creates his own truth, and therefore to reject the objective truth, which is the Bible, which God himself has given us. Or failing in that, to lead them to be hedonists, that is, people who hold that pleasure is the basic goal in every human life. Now, we had just come to this at the close of our study last time, that if the devil should fail in all of these matters, so far as people in the world are concerned, he will not give up. He will keep working, and among the other things that he might try to do is to lead men to lean upon science. I notice on television, in the commercials, how very much leaning is done on at least alleged science. We're told that men of science hold this or that, or with them it's 2-to-1 for this product or the other. And I say that that simply does not prove anything at all so far as the things that are really important to human beings. So far as the question of our origin is concerned, scientists cannot answer that. So far as the question of the existence of God, scientists cannot answer it. The question of the existence of God, the origin of man, is a philosophical and or revelational problem. And to know, of course, the will of God, we must have revelation from God. We must have the sacred scriptures. The answer to this question, then, as to whether we should turn to science or not, is no, we should turn to the Bible. The Bible is the sacred will of God. And before very long, I plan to study with you a series of lessons entitled The All-Sufficiency of the Bible, which is one of the great points in proving that the Bible is the Word of God. We're living in a world in which there is growing skepticism. Around the world, we find that men and women are going by the multiplied thousands and millions to the atheistic viewpoint. And we intend to address ourselves to the point that the Bible is the sacred will of God. That is, as a matter of fact, the Bible itself constitutes proof that God does exist. The Bible is simply beyond mere human production. It could have come into existence only as the Holy Spirit guided the writing of the various men who did write it. But if I were the devil and could not succeed in any of these other matters that I've talked about, I would then strive to lead this non-Christian man or woman to become a modernist, as I've just suggested, to reject the Bible as inspired. There's some people who say, well, the Bible is a sort of a good book and Jesus is a good man. I recall one time having a university professor teach in class that Jesus Christ was a good man and he taught many good things, but he was not the Son of God. And I kindly suggested to this professor that if Jesus Christ is not the Son of God and he was not a good man because he plainly claimed to be the Son of God and he claimed that the eternal destiny of men depended upon their response to his word. Now, if he were just an ordinary man, if Joseph was his father rather than God the Father, then, of course, he was simply a man, an impostor, and a liar, and was not a good man. And it is upon this basis that modernism rests. It rejects the Bible as the inspired word of God. And if I, as the devil, were trying to lead a man to be lost, I would have to do nothing else than to persuade him that the Bible is not really the inspired Word of God. But our time's gone for today. I want you to know I'm glad you've been with us. I hope you'll be back next time as we continue our study, If I Were the Devil.